This is Oscar Dahl from BuddyTV.com, and I'm with Kathleen from America's Next Top Model. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Hi, Oscar. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to go on America's Next Top Model and just kind of how you found yourself on the show?
Wow. Well, ever since I was young, I've always loved, like, looking at magazines. And I would just look at these girls like, oh, my God, I want to do this. You know, even watching runway shows, I felt like I just love runway shows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, my thing, you know. So I really loved runway shows. And I would just, everybody, every model out there inspires me to be a model, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite models? Anyone you kind of really looked up to?
I really, really, like, I like Jornelle, you know. I know little of her, but I just love, like, her features, the way she looks.
Mm.
It's so unique to me, you know?
Mm. Cool. You know, now that you're off the show, are you going to continue to pursue modeling? You know, what's going on in your career since leaving the show?
Well, right now I'm planning on working with a photographer, trying to build up my portfolio, and then I'll be trying to go to some agencies, but I'm definitely going to pursue modeling. Like, this is my dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to end now. To me, this was such a big I came from not doing no modeling to, you know?
Yeah.
Being on America's Next Top Model, going into the house, like, this was such a big accomplishment from here, and it's not going to stop here. I'm going to keep going until I get what I want.
Mm-hmm. You know, the big thing from last night was, you know, doing the photo shoots for the different political issues. How did you feel about how that whole kind of scene was portrayed on the show, and how do you feel about the anti-fur kind of issue right now?
Well, the way it was portrayed on the show, I think it didn't really, you know, a lot of editing was done. I feel like that didn't describe me as a whole,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And with the whole anti-fur thing, I'm going to stick to what I say. You know, fur is beautiful. I tried to tell them that, you know, If an animal is dead, why not use the fur? But then I think it's wrong to kill an animal to make fur out of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they just got that so mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Were there any specific moments that were edited out that you wish they had shown last night?
Oh, definitely. There was a time where Jay Alexander came and he asked me, well, what are your favorite top designers?
Huh.
And, you know, I gave it to him, like, it was like during boot camp, it was like, 1, 2, 3, you can't even think about it, tell me your top designers.
Yeah.
And I spit them all out to him, and, you know, that wasn't put on the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. You seem to be kind of more at ease during the runway show. Do you prefer one over the other, you know, photo shoots or runway?
Oh, I love runway, like, that's my thing, you don't understand, like,
mm-hmm.
I wish I could walk all the runways in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely prefer runways more than photo shoots.
You know, last night, from what we got to see, it seems you were on pretty good terms with all the girls in the house. How was that? I mean, did you easily get along with everyone?
Well, I got along with everyone, and, you know, with my personality, if I don't like you, I'm going to stay away from you. I'm not going to, you know, try to interact with you. But for the most part, since it was so early on in the show, I really just, everyone was just cool.
Cool. You know, your elimination was pretty surprising to the viewers. How was your confidence level going in to see the panel?
Going into panel, it was kind of like, I know I have so much potential, and I know they could see it, because I believe in myself so much. But then I knew that I didn't take a good picture. I knew that my photo shoot didn't go well, you know, from the comments that Mr. J would say. You know, I kind of had a feeling, like, I know my picture's probably not going to come out that good, because I, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was kind of like, I know I took a bad picture, but I know I have so much potential. I want to, like, have a comeback. And I didn't get it. I went to panel thinking, you know what, maybe they were going to, you know, let me get a second chance and show them, show and prove, you know, for at least at another photo shoot.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, thanks a lot, Kathleen. Are there any kind of final thoughts you want to give about, you know, the show last night or just in general?
Well, I just want to say that the show is not going to stop me. Me being eliminated first is not going to stop me from pursuing my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blessing to be on the show.
All right, Kathleen, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, goodbye.
Okay.